The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolien Marks. How's my guest?
I'm telling you, I'm listening with bated interest here, but and I have to say, I'm really loving my new sting. I have to put it out there.
Awesome, Rolien. Let's talk some news from Israel. Tell us what's happening in the news.
I think that we have to preface this by saying that Israel joins in with millions around the world in expressing our sorrow and our shock at the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. In fact, our Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Rivlin, and our acting Foreign Minister Israel Katz have all expressed the solidarity of the Israeli people and our deep shock, our deep sorrow and our pain as last night, as many of us around the world, billions of us, witnessed the magnificent 850-year-old medieval Gothic cathedral's historical and significant spire just crumbled to the ground. And, you know, it is our hope that this holy place will be built soon. You know, as President Rivlin expressed so in his unique and erudite way, that it's such a symbol of faith, of culture, of art, and of history, and that Israel and the people of Israel all stand shoulder to shoulder with the French people.
Amazing. Rolien, can we talk about this Trump peace plan, please?
Kathy, do you know something we don't know? Because all we are hearing about is the Trump peace plan and the Trump peace plan. And I think it's had the longest gestation period of anything ever.
That's true.
We've heard so many rumors and a lot of hearsay, but nobody, including apparently President Trump himself, doesn't know what the deal of the century does actually include. What we do know is that apparently, maybe we should start taking bets on it. I don't know. It will be revealed, or it stands to be revealed after the Israeli elections. Well, we are now post-elections. And we've had drips and drabs coming out in the media. And what we have heard over the last few days, according to an unnamed but high-level official, always unnamed, you know, that always amazes me, that apparently this Trump peace plan will not include plans for Palestinian statehood. But what it will include is major economic incentives that hopefully will set the stage for improving the lives and especially the humanitarian situation for Palestinians. And words like sovereignty have been replaced with words like autonomy. So very, very astounding revelation about the proposed Trump peace plan. And, you know, if we take a step back and we look at it from the analytical perspective, I think, you know, we can almost see the logic in here, that it's been approached somewhat like a business, that until perhaps these incentives, these milestones are met, then maybe in the future we can discuss the possibility of a Palestinian state. And I was listening to your guest before talk about socialism and various forms of government and what we don't want from a failed state. And, you know, Israel doesn't want a collapsed economy and a failed state on our borders. It's in the interest of us, our neighbors, the Palestinians, and all in the region to have a successful growing economy and successful incentive. So maybe this is perhaps putting the right steps in process for something that is more long term. It's very, very interesting. And, you know, please God, sometime, you know, this year, maybe even, you know, this decade, we get to hear more about the Trump peace plan.
Well, let's see what happens with that. And let's get back to your elections that you mentioned. Netanyahu has secured his majority. Did he get 61 seats?
Okay, so you know, it's never over till it's over, until everybody's finished playing musical chairs. And just to add on to the previous topic, President Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, has said that he will meet with Netanyahu on the, he says, without preconditions, on the condition that Russia mediates. So while he's saying that he has no preconditions, he will have that condition. But then again, Abbas is serving the 15th year of his 4-year term, which is just quite astounding. So it remains to be seen if Putin or any of the other Russian officials will be able to get Abbas to the negotiating table. Also, what we do know is that Prime Minister Netanyahu and Abbas have not met face-to-face since the late President Shimon Peres's funeral in 2016. But let's talk the soap opera, the musical chairs, the balagan that is Israel's election results. And over the last 2 days, President Reuven Rivlin has been busy speaking to the leaders of the various parties to hear, you know, their recommendations of PM, and also you can as well imagine that the frantic phone calls between party heads and Netanyahu have been carrying on. So this is where we are currently standing. We do know that final tally is in. Likud is down to 35 seats, which makes it the same as Kahol Lavan. United Torah Judaism are up to 8 seats, and the new right, or Hayemini HaChadash, which was the breakaway party formed by Ayelet Shaked and Naftali Bennett, did not secure enough votes to pass the threshold, which will give them entry into the Knesset. But also rumors that Netanyahu very much wants Ayelet Shaked as part of his new government. However, the way we are looking at the moment is that Netanyahu and the coalitions and the support he's got from other parties puts him at a block of 65 seats as opposed to Kahol Velavant, 45 seats.
Wow.
Tomorrow we can expect that hopefully, officially, President Reuven Rivlin will officially tap Prime Minister Netanyahu with the task of forming a government. But this is Israel. This is the land of unpredictability. And this is where we're holding at the moment. So it looks that tomorrow, in final, absolute final election results, unless we have a major disturbance overnight, Prime Minister Netanyahu will be told, form your coalition, form your government. And then, of course, the horse flesh parade begins, and we will see the new level of jockeying for who wants what portfolio and, you know, who's going to vie for what position. Always interesting. I mean, yesterday we were talking the bold and the beautiful and what days of our lives, and believe me, they have nothing on the days to come in the Israeli Knesset.
You know what I want to find out from you tomorrow is why Israel's voting isn't on the biometric system. You're talking about one of the most technologically advanced societies, countries in the world, and they don't have biometric voting. That's the first thing. Second thing.
Honey. And we are the most technological country in the world. Do you think we can get trolleys to go forwards instead of sideways?
And that's where we leave it, Rolene Mox. You know, you're so sobering. Thank you for that. I really needed that this afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Cheers, Ro.
God bless, guys.
You too. Bye.